Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast in which we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. Amid a growing demand for temperature-sensitive biologics, Geodis has opened its first dedicated healthcare cold chain cross-dock facility in Chicago. By situating this hub near O'Hare International Airport, Geodis is shortening the last mile for global pharmaceutical shipments. The facility features advanced climate control and real-time monitoring. In major M&A news, Eli Lilly agreed to a $7 billion buyout of Kelonia Therapeutics. This move signals Lilly's intent to dominate the next-gen cell therapy space. Kelonia's platform focuses on in vivo lentiviral vector technology, essentially aiming to deliver gene therapies directly inside the patient's body. If successful, this would eliminate the need for the complex, expensive, and time-consuming external cell processing. Turning to the regulatory landscape, the White House has issued a formal order for the FDA to accelerate reviews of psychedelic mental health treatments. With rising rates of treatment-resistant depression and PTSD, the administration is pushing for breakthrough designations for some psychedelic substances. This directive doesn't just speed up the clock. It signals a massive cultural and legislative shift that could open a large commercial market for neuromedicines. As global drug counterfeiting becomes more sophisticated, Identiv is expanding its portfolio of NFC-based authentication tools. While standard 2D barcodes are a regulatory must, Identiv is betting on digital twins via near-field communication and packaging designed to alert exposure or tamper incidents. Finally, for importers navigating the Trump-era pharma tariffs, there is a significant financial opportunity on the table. Pharma importers can potentially recoup past tariff payments through a new CBP portal, which resulted from the Supreme Court's ruling against the White House use of the IEEPA to impose global tariffs. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed. You can catch Pharma Pulse directly on Audioboom, Spotify, or iHeart.